Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Howdy, campers. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap, the first one of September 2019.
And for those of you who are listening to this later on, today's a day we're still waiting on Dorian to do something. Sitting over the Grand Bahamas for the last 22 hours, just now starting to make a little bit of a northwestern move.
Well, you know, you're in the Bahamas. You got to relax, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, I'm on.
We found out what veterinarians, don't be surprised the next time you go to your vet and they actually encourage you to start feeding your pet bugs.
Yeah, they say it's a better kind of protein, and that's pretty sure is easy to find. All you have to do is not spray your house.
That's very true. They say that utilizing insects for the protein source instead of you know, chicken and dog and fish and everything. Excuse me, chicken, beef, and dog.
No, nobody's eating a dog, Chris.
You know what I meant.
We know what. Dog food. All right. Instead of like the normal protein sources, let's use the bugs out there.
That's pretty much what they're saying.
You can find cricket flour now, you know, and I guess weevils or something.
They say it reduces your carbon footprint, helps halt climate change, and could increase the well-beings of dogs and cats. It sounds like a win-win-win.
It'll change that kiss, too, after dinner time when it comes up and wants to thank you and kiss you on the face. No thanks there, roach breath.
Probably not anytime soon. Right now, it's about four times the amount of money to get the insect-based protein versus the traditional sources. Americans are commuting.
All you have to do is leave the dog food out for a while.
And that's true.
The bugs will find it.
Super commuters are growing in America. Those are people who commute or travel 90 minutes or more each day for work. And new information out says the super commuter has grown 32% between 2005 and 2017. That's triple the rate of those that are commuting under 90 minutes a day.
Is that because of traffic, you think? I mean, just more cars on the road, more people living out farther in the cities?
I think it's all of that. I know that they find that this happens in the larger, more expensive cities like New York and San Francisco, Seattle, Chicago.
Yeah, nobody can afford to live in those towns.
I actually have a friend who they live in New York City, and they've been looking for a house, and they're finally looking on the mid state of New Jersey,
right?
Where they actually have to take the express train in.
Wow!
And that's a house that they can afford that they would feel comfortable giving up. But it's like you have to live that far away. That's crazy. And it's interesting. It's not just in big cities. There's also small towns that does it the exact opposite. Where there is no work in these small towns, people have all these properties that they can't sell, so they have to travel long distances to make work.
Boy, that'd be a heck of a commute. Now we're lucky here. I think the average commute is 20 to 30 minutes here in the heart of Florida.
Yeah, that's true. Very
not
true
bad.
Here.
Not bad.
Avoid buying these items used. All right. Mattresses, top of the list.
Yeah.
Bed bugs, they're back, baby.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's been crawling around there. Plus, a mattress that's 5 years or older is not worthy of thrifty savings. It's not going to make you comfortable. It's not going to give you a good night's sleep.
Yeah, let me just point it out. If you don't know where the mattress has been, you don't know where the mattress has been. That's all you need to know. The one that surprised me was bicycle helmets. I never thought about they get old and they could have been in an accident. You don't know. So buying a used helmet, you're taking a chance. And they're not that expensive.
They are not.
You know?
And, you know,
if you're going to protect your noggin, come on.
It's very important there. And that's kind of what child seats. Child seats are expensive, and that's one thing you should still buy brand new. And here's why. The safety regulations change all the time on these suits and or these seats. And then when you have recalls or anything that comes out, if it's third or fourth person being sold or given to, it's really hard to let that person know that this safety seat has been recalled. Not to mention, my sister had mentioned this, and I didn't mention it on the radio. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's true or not, but she did say that after 7 years, even if you have a child seat, you have to get rid of it because it's sitting in the hot car all the time.
Okay, the plastic breaks down and stuff like that. Yeah, what if there's a way to tell? Because it's a shame to, you know, there's some pretty fancy car seats out there.
Well,
it'd be a shame not to be able to use one.
We had these had the story coming up tomorrow, but I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
Basically, there's Walmart and Target actually have, during the month of September, they will they buy back used child seats.
You can like trade it in?
You can trade it
trade-ins.
In. I think Walmart will give upwards of $30 in gift cards.
Really?
And Target will give you 20% off you know, baby supplies or whatever. But it's kind of a nice way to get these things out because a lot of times, like, you know, we're adopting two kids and we have such wonderful friends that are giving us all these great products.
Yeah.
But when we got to the child seat, I'm like, I just don't feel comfortable.
Come to
find out, it was nice that you did
it's
that.
It's best not to, yeah.
It's best not to, just because I don't want to take that risk if we're in an accident.
And they are pricey, but you still don't want to take a chance.
$200 to $300 for the good ones, Storm.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. If you're, this was interesting. The president of France last week tweeted a picture of the fires burning in the Amazon.
Monsieur Emmanuel Macron.
Yeah, he thought it was the fires in the Amazon. Come to find out, it was a stock photo taken 16 years ago by a guy who died in 2003.
So that's a lot of this goes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But this is where Google Chrome comes in with their reverse image search.
Yeah, it's real simple. Find an image. I'm sure you know this already. Just right-click on it. You'll see that little pop-up menu.
Yeah, the drop-down menu will say Google search.
Yeah, go down to the bottom, and it actually will say search Google for image. And it'll actually
tell you everything you ever wanted to know about the photograph. Yeah,
I thought that was pretty good. There's also a particular website called Tineye, T-I-N-E-Y-E.
Yeah.
Does kind of the same thing. This was interesting. I never understood fashion, but okay, we'll go for this one here. I do notice that it's spring and summer, especially in Florida, girls wear toe strap shoes, sandals.
Right, right.
Where it's just the strap is around the
strap
toe.
On the big toe, the one that went to the market.
Right. Yeah. Come to find out, that trend is now moving into heels. Now we have big toe heels that made their debut last year at the Paris Fashion Show. Which means now they're trickling into stores all across the country, and it's just what you think. It's a closed toe shoe with the exception of the big guy.
Okay,
the big guy's
toe.
Hanging out.
I guess, I mean, I like to have my leg out when I'm sleeping. Is that the same thing from under the covers?
You know what I think of? You know, like those old Popeye and Bugs Bunny cartoons? Where the hobo, you can tell he's a hobo because his big toe is coming out of his shoe.
Right, right. Oh, you wore through the shoe. That's interesting.
So now we're saying you look poor when you wear these shoes. And then finally today, ever wonder why the courts take such a long time to get to your case?
Because they're clogged with things like a guy suing Popeyes because he couldn't get a sandwich.
Yes.
Come on.
You can't fault Popeye too much because I really think this came out of nowhere. When Popeye launched the chicken sandwich, Chick-fil-A, which is known for their chicken sandwiches, kind of trolled and spited Popeye a little bit with a little tongue-in-cheek.
It turbocharged the viral aspect of when once Chick-fil-A got involved.
Yeah, so now you had 3 months of chicken sandwiches were sold out in 3 weeks.
Yeah, they were supposed to go through October. Popeye's was. They're out of stuff now. They're out of chicken, guys.
So that's led to one guy in Tennessee who has now launched a lawsuit against Popeye's Louisiana Chicken on allegations of false advertising and deceptive business practices. Craig Barr is his name. States his lawsuit that he has spent countless hours driving from store to store attempting to find the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
All right, Mr. Free Time. The guy also wanted one so bad, he goes to Craigslist to buy a sandwich. He spends $25 on a sandwich. The guy stiffs him. Gee, really? It was Craigslist.
Yeah, it's not sketchy on Craigslist. Oh. That's shocking.
And who
to
would
me.
Want to buy food from some guy?
Yeah, really. Also, he said that he cracked his rim in his car driving from the store. So, all in all,
it's all your fault. Storms. I can't drive too, Popeye.
Right. I only need about $5,000 to. It'll make it right
I'm
for me.
I'm gonna feel a little bit better. I'll go buy some sandwiches after this.
Don't know if this is going to be tossed out of the courtroom or not. But I really do think this guy's trying to go viral so that Popeyes gives him chicken sandwiches free.
I hope he doesn't find out about the McRib. That could change this guy's whole life.
That's true. So there's our show for today, Tuesday, September 3rd. Stay safe. And, of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 at 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Yeah, download that app. Like KTK, we'll give you the push notifications about the storm. ABC, yeah.